says in Parshas Kedoshim, in the first part of Ches, the Ksodas Kakel Lissinu Bechem Ani Hashem. A person cannot put upon himself a tattoo Ani Hashem. All the Moinei HaMitzvahs bring it down, the Rambam, the Chinuch, the Smak, and the Rishag. And Batman, it's a derisa to put on a Kesoivet Karko, a tattoo. It's a Mishnah in Makis, and the Chabal of Melech, the Mishnah says that a Kesoivet Karko, Yechayiv, the Chavim learn it's any type of tattoo, and the Mishnah says, as the Gemara explains, Dafka B'Shem Avodah Zarah. But when you put on Avodah Zarah, then you get Malkus for it. The Ari Shainim seem to pass him like a Shimon, the Rif, the Rosh, Ben Abachai, or the Ben Ephraim of Amatoro. Abu Maiso, the Paiskim, Shulchan Aruch, and onwards, everyone says, the law is you cannot put on any tattoo upon you at all, and you're even Issa Deraisa, to put upon yourself any tattoo, passing away in your day, it's similar to Kufay, it's a similar on the Gesavah's character, it's Issa Deraisa. The reason the Rambam says, in Hilchot of Adizoro, Ferry Kudbeis, put on the Hilchot of Adizoro, and the Chinuch also writes, it's asked Mufukas HaGoyim. It's a death for Goyim to put on tattoos, and a person who puts on a tattoo is being also Oyvin Isser of B'chugarseichem Loisaleichu. The Bach says you're Oyvin 270 Isserim. That's him, it's a Breisler, an Oyz Medroshim, an Omud Rish, an Amzayin, Oyz Beis. Anyone who puts on the tattoo, it's a Malach of Goyim. Even though also the Rambam does say by shaving payas on the sides, he also says it's as Chugas HaGoyim, over here the Kama, Poiskim, Dakamoisha, the Beis Yosef, the Torah, the Taz, they all argue on the Rambam, they disagree on this concept of Baal being B'chugas HaGoyim. However, by Kesevah's character, no one argues, the Torah brings it down, the Simon Kofay, the Simon before Payas, and no one says a word over there, everyone leaves it as is, the Torah, the Rambam, and the Issa is out, going like the Malach of Goyim, that everyone agrees. And what's the reason why, how do you know it's out B'chugas HaGoyim? It says what Moshe Pasuk says, it says that Kesevah's character, the Simon B'chem, Ani Hashem. And Hashem, that's the Mahalach of Hashem, and go put on the tattoo, this is the Mahalach of Goyim, and therefore you're even this is the Raisa. That's when you think about the reason to put on a tattoo, for that makes no sense. For it's mamish shtuyot. For there's no reason for it. If a guy was telling me in Spain, he came back to Spain, his man 2 weeks ago asked me a shiloh, that he was in the States, in one of these hick states, no, even around, he went to Bakasno, and there was a girl there, who did not know how to read Hebrew, and she turns around, shows the upper and the back, a tattoo, spelled in Hebrew. She asked the guy, is it spelled correctly? So he reads it, Lamed Ches Yud Mem. So he's reading it like this, what is it supposed to say? What's the correct word? She said, L'chaim, L'chaim. So he's like, oh my, it's spelled without a yud. Lamed Ches, I mean, a tattoo lasting forever, spelled incorrectly, in Hebrew, which no one even can read. So he was asking me what he's supposed to do. He's not a lawyer, Matt. I mean, if you say the truth, you know the person feels that tattoo is spelled wrong incorrectly forever. So he was asking me after the Indian of Sheker. But it's probably ridiculous to put on a tattoo forever is not a marriage. To get spelled, it doesn't make any sense. The Beinu Ephraim Alatoro Arishon, he writes that Yoshko, Yeshu, he put on Kesevah's character, Kedaka Moy. He used to put on tattoos. Chorus in the Chorus, the Gemara on Shabbos and Kavdal and Beis, the Gemara says that Yeshu was Masarik himself, he scratched upon himself, that when he left Mitzrayim, he wanted to take with him the Inn of Kisha, wanted to take the Kisha of Mitzrayim, he scratched upon himself. And Chorus is going, that's a pshat in what Yeshu did. The Gemara was being arrived from Yeshu, that scratching yourself is Isra on Shabbos of Ksiva. Says the Gemara, in the Raya Minah Shaitim, doing such a nourish thing like that, don't make right from Shaitim. Putting on a tattoo makes absolutely no sense. That's mamash what chukas of Goyim is. Doing things because Goyim do it, making no sense. That is also, that's why tattoos are also, l'chur makes no sense. Now, the Pasuk says, Kesevah's character. What does the word Kesevah's character mean? So, there's Machlokes. Rashi in the Pasuk in Kedoshim says, the word Kesevah means Ksav, to write it. The word character means V'hukoyisam, to put it inside. You have to do two things. You have to write it, and put it inside your skin. The other Rishonim say, the word kesevah means to put it inside, and the word karko is to write it. What's like is what the Taitch words mean. But Be'etim, everyone agrees that a tattoo is both. You have to write and put inside. This, the Machlokes is, which one is saying which point. But both of them, before you have to do, you're even listening to the Raisa. If you do one first, let's say you write and then you put it inside. Or you do fakar, you scratch, and then you write and put it inside. Which one are you even listening to? Rebach and Yerdei and Simukul Pei says it's both of you even if you're not Torah. It does not make a difference whether you scratch first or you write first. Both of them are awesome. The Shach says it that way, Blicholik. There are some who are Makpek of the Shach that say it should be Makholik Shoshainim. But the Maisa the Chokhmah, so it's pass it that way, Behetiv, Kitchuch, and Aruch. They pass it, does not make a difference what you do, whether you write and then you scratch and then you write, it does not make a difference. That's how the Poshkim is Vanein also, Ben Eshchai, and Lashik Loin. They say it makes absolutely no difference. Let's say Bismano, you have to know the Metzias, they usually take one machine as a needle and put it inside your guf. The chur is being happening at the same time inside the ksiva and inside the kakiko. It did make a difference. So Mordechai Gross had a sefer called Pai de Simcha. He's a sefer on tattoos in the back of Hilchos Nido. Anyway, it makes no difference. As long as you make a ksiva and you stick it inside, you're even Issa Min HaTorah. Now the Mishnah and the Chofal from an Aleph, Mishnah says, Akoist of ksev is karko, kosav. Let's say you write, loy karko, or karko loy kosav. You do one without the other, only one of them. In the chayiv at shiichtov yikakeya. The only time you chayiv min haTorah, you get inish min haTorah, you get malchus, is when you do both, you scratch, and you write it inside. You put it inside. What happens if you do one without the other? You only write, or you only scratch, one without the other. So what is the shayla? The chud is a sugi on Yuma, the beginning of the last parak, called chatsi shir osim min haTorah. Machlokes of Yechon, which lokesh is chatsi shir osim mutar min haTorah, the bottom everyone agrees. And we pass in the ikkah like a b'yechon, the chatsi shir is osim min haTorah. So every time you write on your hand, if you want to make a phone number, write on your glove, what is that? It's chatsi shir. You did the ksiva without scratching the inside of you, and the chur you should have a baya of an isim min haTorah. You won't get malchus for it. Malchus only when you have the shir. Without the shir, you're even isim min haTorah of writing a number upon you. It's chatsi shir. L'chol, what does that do? Then Chlami, the Seif HaMitzvah, the Rasak, he writes, Rav Perlau, in Loisa Sei Chavtes, we do one without the other, you just write without the Kakeya or Parkeret, you even Issa Matayro. Anytime a person writes upon him, you even Issa Matayro, the Chatzishir is also Matayro. With the Gdom of Chatzishir, whatever the Gdom are, Chosva Suvi, not Chosva Suvi, but the Maisa, he says, you even Issa Matayro. He says, he ends up, I may be given Chalik. There's another thing called Chatzi Shir, the Marshal, the Gemara's case is you want to eat Chalev, the Shir is Kazayas, and you eat half of it, Chatzi Kazayas, that is Chatzi Shir. However, in this case, you're not doing Chatzi Shir, you're doing Chatzi Yisr. You're doing it, the whole Yisr is writing and ingraining it. And you only did half of it, you only wrote it. You're telling that's not Chatzi Shir, that's Chatzi Yisr, it's only doing half of Yisr, not the son of the Shir, it's the son of the Yisr. Says the Agoyis Visak, no, he disagrees. He says, he quotes this Mahalach, he says, Ein Zeh Mukhach, and also he assigned the Issa Min HaTorah to write on your guf. Anyone who writes on the guf, Issa Min HaTorah? Chaim Kanievsky has a sefer, has a Shagin HaKsav, in the Milvus form of Siach HaSodo. This whole sefer is over 100 pages of the halachas of tattoos, Ksevus character. He has a sefer over 100 pages talking about tattoos. Then he brings down this Sefer L'Rusak, this Goyis L'Rusak, and he says, even though the Rusak says, Ein Zeh Mukhach, he says, no, V'or Mukhachim, it is Mukhach. And he says, he'll bring you a couple of rayas. One he says, well, Moshul, you want to say there's no such thing as Chetzi Yitzer. The law is you cannot do a Shechito to an animal and its kid on the same day. Or Yitzer Vespinoi, or even this in the Torah. So Yitzer Kashi, if so, if you're going to say there's no such thing as Chetzi Yisr, how can you have to do a Shechit on the mother even after child? That was Chetzi Yisr. We said, I'm not even better. The Yisr Min HaTorah, Basar B'Cholav, Kim HaVashal, both things together. How can you cook Basar? How can you cook Basar? That's Chetzi Shir. According to you, the Rifat, it's Chetzi Shir. Elamai, cooking Basar by itself, it's Chetzi Yisr. You must cook to this Chilik. Well, then how can you plant things? You want to plant two things, it's fine. Two different things, fine. You want to plant one seed? Chetzi Shir should be also Minatayu. Elamai, it's Mukhach, says the B'chaim, and all the Achonim to Rashi Sol, the Mishnah is all the Achonim being the same way for Basim Chalav and B'chaim. There must be an Indian of Chetzi Yisr, the two separate things. This Indian Chalav is the whole thing, and half of that, Chetzi Chalav, Chetzi Kazayis, that is Chetzi Shir. And then there's Chetzi Yisr, you did not even do the whole Tayu Yisr. Just cooking Bas is not Yisr, just planting one seed is not to the climb, there's no Yisr Minatayu. What Doim was that a big Rai is how can you ever carry anything on Shabbos? Is it on Shabbos to pick up something which is Yachud, pass it over to Rishus Yachud, and put it down on Kiyo Vanocho, be Mavi Rishus. So the economy is, how can you pick up something which is Yachud, Chetzi Shir, I can't pick up anything which is Yachud. Another way the economy being now, The loch is yilavi marvid something in rishus rabim. Less than dal amis. Lechatchila, no problem. Even do abana one time, it's mutter. I look over there. Four amis is the shir. One amo. The whole should be chetzi shir. So again, the itzir is why need dal amis? Because the point is go out of your rishus. Because the arba amis of a person is one rishus. Here you're doing one amis. You didn't leave the rishus and do any yisur. It's a chetzi mlocha that you call on Shabbos. Something called chetzi mlocha. And then it's chetzi shir. So vada, there is a concept of the chayim of chetzi yisur. Nevada, writing upon himself, he said, avada, there's no yisur in HaTorah. Like you do, a lot of people do right upon themselves. However, the shadow is, what about Madhya Abonim? Are you right upon yourself of this Madhya Abonim? They're being raised to it. And you can bet them clear on both sides. One is being scratching inside of you. One is writing upon yourself. So scratching inside of you, most people don't do. The Maisa, the Idzat, Sam Seifer, Minchas Chinuch, the Beis Shmuel, Evan Ezesim, Kuf Chav Dalet, they say there's an Isser, Madhya Abonim, to scratch something inside of you. Why? Because it looks like Kesevitz Karko, it's exactly like Kesevitz Karko, it's scratching, there isn't this Nisidur HaBonim. But what about writing? It's writing, is there a Nisidur HaBonim to write upon a person? So, the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Reish and Gimel, he says that L'chur is just like by Karkeya, writing, scratching inside of you should be an Isra Abonon, writing upon yourself is also Isra Abonon. However, he's Moisiv, what is the Isra of a tattoo? A tattoo, we'll get back to it, the tattoo has to be Be'etzim La'olam, has to be forever. So when you write upon yourself, it's never forever, it disappears a week, 2 weeks, a month, whatever you write upon yourself is not permanent. He says, if you do write upon yourself a phone number, it'll be permanent. However, since you can never do a ksiva that's permanent, even the rabbanon there is no iser. But he's masking this iser upon the ksiva upon yourself. It's never shy to be like a tattoo, because it's never shy to be permanent. Chur, you can bring your eye on Chur, should be mutter and gansin, is that when you write a tattoo, what is the Issa tattoo? Is it Dafka Isius writing letters? Or is it any picture, any sign? So, on Makis, on the Chaval from Aleph, by the Mishnah of Kesevitz Karka, there's a Pirish on it called the Pirish Yivon. On the end of Makis, from Dafutessin onwards, Rashi was Nifter, and the Pirish, what people call Rashi, Be'etzim is Yivon. Rashi had two daughters, had Miriam and Yecheved. The younger daughter Miriam married Rivon, was a Talmud of Rashi, so the Rivon is Rashi's son-in-law. Miriam was a Yecheved was the older daughter, and she married Rebbeinu Meir, and they had kind of four sons and a daughter. The four sons everyone knows is the Rashbam, the Rebbeinu Tam, Rivon, and Rebbeinu Shloimo. And Miriam married and had a daughter named Miriam. So Maisa, at the end of the sector, the Rivon is Rashi's son-in-law, and by the Rif, at the end of the sector, on the Pirish Rashi, and also it's not Rashi over there, on the side it says, after Rashi's Nifter, the Rashbam took over his grandson. So basically his son-in-law took over the end of the sector of Makis, and everyone calls it the Rivon, and in the Rif, everyone calls it the Rashbam. So, in the Mishnah it says, running a tattoo, Ksev is Karko, what is it, Dafko Isius and not Dafko Isius? Sorry? There is a Pirish in the Rif. Is it Rashi not? Is it Shiloh? Someone say God is the Ribbon, just like a Nazir, everyone agrees it's not Rashi, the one says Rashi decided by Nazir, it's not Rashi, someone say it's the Ribbon. So also, in the back, in Rashi and the Rif, everyone agrees, usually, not everyone agrees, but people say it's not Rashi, and they want to say it's the Ribbon, which is Rashi's Talmud and the son-in-law. Where the Ribbon took over over here in Chof Aleph and Marcus, so it's very good, so no one's in the back on the Rif, so who took over? The Rashbam, which is basically the nephew of the Ribbon. So again, back to Kesevitz Karko, writing is a Dafka Oisius, not Dafka Oisius. So the Lashon Rivon is Shum Ksivo. Anything you write upon yourself, love Dafka Oisius, anything, L'chor Yo'ivin Isser, I'm trying to get Malchus for it. That's how the Stimus of the Rambam is, and the Shulchan Aruch, and the Poshkim afterwards. Again, the Ari Rishonim will say, it's Dafka Oisius, the Chinuch, the Imei, hold Dafka Oisius. However, the Rivon, who the Imei holds any ksiva, any writing at all, is an iser. Min HaTorah. So if any isers, let's say a person puts a color on his hand, and Mekakeid inside, according to Rishagah, even Chatzishri Osman Torah, and according to others who want to clarify, maybe even Israel Bonnet of Ksiva. I'll bring you right now the way from Purish. Kama Gemara is allowed to put on makeup. Makeup is Teva, color. If you put it inside of you, stick it inside of you, or be the Lafa, you will even Israel Isla. Yet, Gemara is all over, La Lafa all over, women put on makeup. All the time. Why the concern of, according to Rishag, the Chush be a concern of Chatzishir? You're going to have to say this sad one, that it's of Ksiva's character, in the Torah, must be Dafka Oisius. Must be. However, like we hold Allah Lachul like we want, that any Ksiva is an Isser of Ksiva's character. Any color, so it must be that we hold Allah Lachul that there's no Isser to write upon a person's kuf. If it wasn't Isser to write upon him, how can you put on makeup? It should be the same problem. The place can write, certainly the minig is to write upon a person. You do it, look around, people do write upon themselves all the time. And that's how the Master Klein says that's a minig, the Chatzidevsky says that's a minig. You gotta end off a mekel, yisha mi lismoich. Chaim says, l'maisa, the Rishag says, isha matayo, if a mekel, he hits it. If someone's mekel is not, is no problem. And that's before the minig, the Mordechai Gros says, about its mutter. About the person can't write upon himself. And again, you have to know, you're going against the Gros' side. Someone who gets a Kesavis Karko, gets a tattoo, is there any point upon removing it? Is there any reason to remove a tattoo? Or not? Well, Maisa has it. So what's any reason? Or Maisa, can he leave it upon himself? So there's a person in Yeshiva, told me a Maisa, that the Shver is a dermatologist. And part of his job is sometimes to remove tattoos. You do it today with a laser, you can remove it. So he once got a phone call from the office of Amnon Yitzchok. Amnon Yitzchok is a person in Israel, a Sephardi, whose mamash being mahapit the oilam, turning tons of fry people into from people. His mamash is doing an awesome job. So he, this time, he got a hold of a isha, and he made her from the Baal Shuvah, and with his mamash, he had a wonderful koyach ha-peh, koyach ha-leib, koyach ha-emes, his mamash, his mahapit her. This lady had a tattoo upon her hand. What was that tattoo? It said, Uksevet karko leisitnu b'chem ani Hashem. The tattoo was that you now put a tattoo on your hand in Hebrew, Lashon HaKodesh. So they called up, this guy in Yeshiva said, they called him up, want to know if he can remove it. What's the problem? Ani Hashem, Duke Valke, as Hashem's name. So whether she wants to remove it, why is it a Gusha, it's a Bazillion, you understand how much sinner she had that she didn't stop putting a tattoo with a picture. She was so mashunah that she, so much sinner, she put a tattoo, they never put on a tattoo. And now she's about Balas Tshuva. Mamash, Gualdi. So, he is, and Lysa says, and it says, Ani Hashem. So he says, they called up Vadi Yosef. The Paskin, you're allowed to take off Ani Hashem, the UK Valkyrie. I, is Issa Mechika, to Raisa, on UK Valkyrie. They didn't explain. So, could be a pshat is, why it would matter. So first, if you have this on your hand, to move it, to go to the Moshul of Beisak, you say, the Gemara and Shabbos, Kuchof of Beis, says, just wrap it up. Also, Bazonian going to a shower, a bathhouse, just wrap it up. Won't be a problem. No Bazonian cover it. But here, she wants to remove it. So, I guess not nice. People see you cave up, okay, on your hand. She wants to remove it. It could be the story is, the way how you remove tattoos is that you take a laser, and the best of the ink is very thick. It's, the density stays inside your body. The laser, what does it do? It breaks the whatever's dense over the density, it breaks it down. And still there. And after a while, it disappears, and you have to go over and over a couple times to do the surgery, or this procedure. Keep on hitting the laser on that makom, and it just loosens it. Doesn't make it disappear. It's not an eraser that makes it disappear. It loosens it. And when it loosens, what happens? It gets absorbed by the body. So be'etzem, you're not really doing a mechiko. It's only a gram mechiko. So maybe al degoy will be better, but my son, this guy, the guy in Yeshiva, was a film person. Al degoy will be better. But the reason why it's motor, the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuchof and Beis, has that a Gram Mechika's motor. Could be as Gram Mechika, that's the reason why they're a Mekel. So imagine she wants to get it removed. Now that doesn't make sense. Get it removed. Shmati, someone was telling me, if someone wants to get removed a tattoo, maybe it's from a Chatzitza to go to the Mikvah. Not sure why. Look, it's a part of your Guf. Yishlai, if you want to get it removed, it's from a Chatzitza. Don't know. No, if you don't care about the part of your Guf, it's a Chelk Yud's inside. Then she's makbid. It's a miyata makbid. According to it's the abonon to go to the mikvah, not the kind of the question with the tefillah. So Yishlayin, I looked around looked for any sefer spoke about it, but someone told me a Berkus was once speaking about it in shir. Don't know what's going on. But the fact that he wants to get it removed, there's another maisa. The person was in the army next to Israel, and he's also a fat person. And one time, he got a tattoo on his left arm, from Mokman Filin, from an Isha Zaina. What happened? It came from Baal Tshuva. He wanted to know, can you put Tefillin on his hand now? Isha Zaina. So the Tshuva, in the Minchas Yitzchak about this, in Chela Gimel, if he's not put Tefillin on his hand, same maisa in Australia, person did the same exact maisa, Isha Zaina, wanted to put Tefillin on his left hand, and he went to the Tzal Chochmah, he's a Tshuva about the Chelkei. The Verizon said, same thing happened to him, he has a tape called Tattoos and Flapush. Guy came over, and the Verizon said, maybe you should want Tefillin, try to make care of him, and the guy said, I have a problem, I have a Zaina on my hand. But, so, about it, they want to get it removed, but what do you do about Tefillin? Maisa, you allow to put Tefillin on a Mokum that is, that's not nice, there's not a nice picture on it. Are you allowed to, or are you not allowed to put Tefillin on that Mokum? So, Adayin Weiss, Mechazizah V'chele Gimel, in this Shuvo, he writes, Be'etzem, to switch hands you can't. Why? The Torah says, Yadko, that's your left hand, your weaker hand. You have to put your film on your weaker hand. So he says, Be'etzem, the Gemara says, to put your film, you have two places you can put your film. There's on your hand, there's two different requirements you can put film. So he says, very simple. If your tattoo is small, so cover up that place, and put the film on the other place. Get small film, small batim, and put on the place, cover it up, make it rough when it's covered, of course, and always keep it covered, it's not that nice. And, economy, you can put on the other section of your hand, put the tefillin there. So let's say you have a big tattoo. So also, same thing, cover most of it, so it should not be nicker than isha over there. Cover most of it, and again, get the smallest amount of batim that you can, that's kosher l'alacha, and put it over there. He said the batim, the bracha, cover it all the way. Then open it and put it on, and if you don't see it, there's no issur. That's in Mahalach. So, the Chochma... Without? I'm sorry, without a... That's what he said to do. Is it Isser, Mamash? But the Chochma says, it's Osir. So, Nainwai's Yishlein, what exactly he held, but the Chochma in the Shub and Chalakei, he says, to put film on it, he has a right from the Zuzah, I enjoy that he said the Echlam is also to put filling. So what do you do? So one Eitzah, color it in. What's the big deal? Take a marker and put on clothing or cover it. Put this, just scrap, color it in. He says that you can't do. Why? Chatzitza. You take a marker and color in Chatzitza. So he said, you know what to do? Add to the tattoo. Add to it. What? He says, don't put whatever clothing or do a tikkun. Just take and make scribble scrabble. Just add whatever you want, small little pieces, black marks, red marks, something that does not look nice. And Echanami, he said, either he has five different tzirufim or four of them. He said to me, Michael, one tzirufim, he says, Iksav, Agab, Iksav, by Shabbos. But then it's only Drabonim, Iksav, Agab, Iksav, Toshino, it's Drabonim. Fine, you have one Drabonim. But Oyd, he says, do it through a goy, and you should not be Messiah. If you do a goy, you write it, and you hold your hand straight, not Messiah. We'll get back to that. That's more to enough. But he says, with that tzirufim. But Oyd, he says, not the place can hold Dapka Oisius. So here you only did tishtush, you only did scribble scrabble, with the third reason to be makel. A fourth, he says, you're not doing it l'shem avoy d'zara, not doing it l'shukas akum, you're not doing it, the reason is you're doing it mahal from going, you're doing it to do mitzvah's tefillin. Fourth reason. A fifth reason, he says, according to Shimon, this is dafkel l'shem avoy d'zara, and here you didn't do a shem avoy d'zara. So fine, all these reasons, each one you can really argue, shtark on, each one needs tzarek beer, but I guess you put all five together, and he held the person that's part of tefillin, with all five, put it on. It does take time to put on a tattoo. You have to put bandages over it afterwards. What to then? Whatever gets you to do with the cast. That's the same thing. But he's held, Meister, you cannot put on tefillin unless you fix it up. So in that case, again, also a te'elus to remove your, to remove the tattoo. It will be better to remove the tattoo, if it's shayach. Elvis, what about some person? Some, you have a tattoo that says, no fear, no pain, whatever you get on, you know, on yourself, or whatever people do, snakes. Is there any point of removing a tattoo? So in Minchas Chinuch, in Hilchos Shabbos, Mitzvah Lamed Beis, by the Melacha of Moichik on Shabbos, he says, someone who's Moichik a Ksivas Karka on Shabbos, he says, since if you hold Mechika Amnas Lasaki, you're even Ismat Torah, the Ramam Sheet and Mishabur Paskins, here also, since you're doing it to be Moichik, Echanami and Simasaki, you're either Lechur, you're even Ismat Torah, you're doing a Tikkun. Why? He says, even though he said before, because the Issa putting it on is that's Chukas HaGoyim, and the fact you have upon you is like Chukas HaGoyim. Even though the Isser is only doing it, there's no Isser having it, Isser is only doing it, but Maisi Yandov is not Nochlin, it's not correct to have a tattoo. If you have a tattoo, you should get it removed. It's not correct. Atkani says, it's not correct, and if you're Moichin on Shabbos, you're even Isser Min HaTorah. Sorry? How do you move it? Oh, we'll get back. I mean, today it's very simple. You have lasers or different, there are three different options you have. But, yeah. So first, you study Shur Mesa Kasha in the Seif Lam Tesm Lachas, Chelik Beis, on page 102. He says, first of all, he says, if there's no Issa, why is it taken? First of all, there's no Issa, what's it taken? You don't want to have it? Big deal. I mean, what's it taken? Keep it on you. So once you're about Shuvah, once you're a fry, once you say you wrote something on you, what's the big deal? So he quotes him in Chasailas, in Mitzvah Lama Beis on the Chinuch, and he says, it's not possible to do Tshuva Shleimo if the Beis is in front of you and you remember the Maiso. It's a tikkun, why? Because the only way you can do a real good Tshuva is to get rid of it. If you always have it upon you, you can't do a tikkun Shleimo, a complete Tshuva. Why Maiso doesn't need beer? It's a chiddush what he's saying. But he's saying it's a tikkun because you want to do Tshuva. There's no way to do it. If the Matthias, you have this thing that came to Israel put upon you. Therefore, Avada, if anyone has a tattoo, according to this, the body should remove it. If you want to a tshuva shleima, it's impossible. The body person should remove it. Chaim Knievsky, in a sefer, Shagin al-Kitab, at the end of the sefer, he brings down this minchas chinuch. First, he asks, how did they erase it? What's the minchas chinuch talking about? They didn't have lasers then. What are they talking about? What's the mitzvah of erasing it? He doesn't understand. And he doesn't answer the question. He said, what? Somebody, cut it out. Cut it out. The nechlam is not the derech of mechiko. Avada not chayfer on Shabbos. Minchas chinuch saying, chayfer on Shabbos. So the end he comes out, does not really have shat. In the Minchas Chinuch, what erasing is he talking about? Then he goes to the second point. Where's the tikkun? Same kasha. The Maaseh, where's the tikkun? So he says, the stum of the tikkun is a person's embarrassed, and that you're misaking, yeah, you're with the busha, the chur, that's the tikkun, tzarachin. I don't know what's even the tzarachin, I don't understand even the kasha. The chur, it's posha. People are embarrassed at tattoos, if they came from, they don't want to show where they came from. The chur, it's posha, it's a tikkun, you don't want to get rid of the busha. I don't even understand the kasha. The chur, it's posha, you want to get rid of it. But Maaseh, it comes out according to the Minchas Chinuch, it's Nochri Mahasir, why? You don't do Tshuva Shleimo. About to remove it. The Minchas Chinuch does end off, let's say do Mechika of a tattoo, not on Yisrael, on a Goyan Shabbos. That is said, Mechika on a Goyan, Avada, there's no Issa to no, not even Issa on a Torah on Shabbos. There is no ticket to a Goyan. A Goyan has a tattoo, big deal, let him have a tattoo. So, are you allowed to put a tattoo on a Goyan? On the Yid Avada, you're even Issa on a Torah. But let's say, what? A Goyan has no Busha.
Wow.
Tattoos? They maybe have too little, they might be in Vayish. But not having too much.
Not sure. Sometimes he was in the army and now he's a respectful guy and it's American. No such thing.
I don't know. It's Shaykh in Echonami, but I don't know. That says Posh is no. I don't know, these are the proud of. Depends which ones. It's spelled wrong, Ken Zayn. I don't know. But Maisa, fine. Maisa, can you put a tattoo on a Goyan? Rob told me a couple weeks ago, Rob Siegel from Staten Island, that he's once traveling in the States. He went to one of these hick states, and he wanted to see what a tattoo was. So he's a guy with a beard, you know, caution. He walks into a tattoo parlor. Who's doing the tattoos here? Some kid from Brooklyn. A yid, in one of these hick towns. And he turns to Rabbi and says, Rabbi, I'm not getting any business from you, am I? Like, no. So yid was doing tattoos to guy. Is that mutter or is that usher? So, first by Payas HaRosh, by Payas, let's take the case of Payas first. For a Yid to shift another Yid's Payas, about a year even it's Matayo, this is the right side of Makkah, side of Nikim. One in Makkah's Chokhma Beis. What about if a Yid shaves the Payas of a Goy off? A Yid's a barber, a lot of times Yidim a barber, is going to say, make a circle, make a strange haircut, make a complete circle. Are you allowed to do that to a Goy or not? So then the Mukhi Yosef, by us, the Makkah's, he says, Yesh Mistapchim. There's some people who are Mistapchim, the Shaila, to not do it to a Goy. Because when there's an Issa to the market, maybe it's Mitzad him, not the Mitzad the one you're doing it to. And being down the Rosh who auction, they said, Avadi, la do it to a Goy. But the Mukhi Yosef brings down, there are those who say you cannot give a haircut, shave off the payas of a Goy. He brings down, there are some people who hold that way. Beisayas brings down the Mukhi Yosef. And there are more, in Yerodei, and Simukupe Aleph brings down, Yesh Mistapchim, someone on the subject, and maybe you cannot shave off the payas of a Goy. The Imam is Kiddush, and everyone thinks Avada allowed to. It says Ramah, being now from the Mukhi Yosef, there's some hope that Avada it is also to do it to a Goy, to shave his payas off. The Rishayim say, the loch is of Kesev's karko, tattooed the same halacha of Tayyis. One reason is because it's one pasuk after another in Kedoshim, either you have a hekesh, like the Ritva says, or because, just like Tayyis, it says, V'loshen Rabbim, Moisakifu, or in the Indian of Kedoshim, Karakas, V'loshen Rabbim, Rabbim says, Bechem, Ani Hashem, it says the word Bechem is V'loshen Rabbim, and therefore it's saying the Makkah, saying the Nikah by tattoos. So therefore, whatever the getter by Tayyis is, the same getter is by Kedoshim's Karakas. So come out, the Fili Amor, who says, Yesh Mustafkim, what the Lacha is by Tayyis, who it did to have Parnosa and put tattoos on a guy, the Chor will be the same Baya, and the Chor will be the same Mitzvah. That's what the Chaskanah says in the end of Mitzvah, Rishon and Gimel, if he this Yesh Mustafkim, want to ask her Tayyis on a guy, who it did, it will be the same Isser, and he cannot put tattoos on a guy. It won't be a kosher Parnosa for you to do. The Maisib by Tayyis, the Ramah brings down 2 days, and the Poiskim, the Shach says the Ikavad is Yilana shaved off the face of Goy. The Bach says it that way, the Levush says it that way. And that's what's come out. All the Poiskim say, Avad, you are allowed to shave off the face of Goy. And can you do it? You go to barbers, and barbers do it to Goy. Now it's all usually the answer to either Goy first, or hopefully they ask. But in America, all the time you see them doing it. Why? There's no Isser. Why? The Ikav is the first Ma'alaf, the Avad is no Isser, shaving off the face of Goy. So, who would be the same thing? Ikav, Loka, Avad, a person has the right, has allowed to put a tattoo upon a guy. It would be the same halacha. I heard this past Ben Asmanim, someone came back from a Chutzlaretz, wherever he went, and walked around yeshiva showing people the tattoo he got. Got a tattoo, got yeshiva. Why? He's telling people it's only temporarily, it'll disappear in a couple of months. It's only a couple of months. Tattoos, ala ilam. And here he got a tattoo that's only temporary. But Losh Batsim, what it is, that today's day and age, there's two different types of tattoos. There's a tattoo that goes in the lower levels of the skin and stays forever. And there are tattoos that go in the higher level of the skin, on top of it, and it'll disappear after a couple of months, or sometimes 2 or 3 years, depends how you do it. But there are different levels of tattoo, or they call it, Bizman Azeh, when it's temporary, they call it permanent makeup. People get something called permanent makeup, which basically will disappear after a couple of years. To advertise around, see permanent makeup, advertise, no, permanent makeup now, and go swimming, and go jogging, and the makeup's always on, it's not a problem. Is that also a mutter? The guy in yeshiva came back and did it. Right now he doesn't show it to anybody. But is it mutter, is it also? Reisman has a similar story, that there was an isha who had a machmo, and she's getting chemotherapy. What happened? Your hair was falling out, fell out from the isha. She had a shekel, no problem. Problem was that by her eyebrows, the hair was falling out. So she saw this isn't a permanent makeup, and she wants to know, she gets makeup on her eyebrows, looks like eyebrows, and she tiny, the mamas looks like eyebrows, and it'll disappear after 2 or 3 years. She wants to know if that's mutter or is that also. Same shayla. What is the getter of permanent makeup? What's it sad to be makeup? The sad is, Rashi in the Pasuk in Kedoshim says by Kisevus Karka, what is it? Rashi says, Eina Nimchok L'Olam. It has to be forever. This is not forever. It's 2 or 3 years. A couple of months, not forever. Rivon on the Sugya, Nachof Aleph, says the same thing. It has to be Shum, it can't put on any Ksiva, B'Olam. I'm sorry, B'Olam or Ksav. It also says, V'Nira by Kol Yomim. It's always there forever. The Yvonne says the same thing, it's also there forever. Tosh Yisham says the same thing, the Ritva on the Sugya says it has to be La'ilam. The Kolboy says La'ilam, the Chinuch says La'ilam. Their time to be matter is why? That if it's only for a couple of years, that's not La'ilam. La'ilam, the seventh character, is only if it's Dafka La'ilam. However, there isn't a Muki Yosef over here in the Makkis. The Muki Yosef says, by the Rift, he says, Zman Gadol. You'll even Ism HaTorah when Zman Gadol. The Ben Yonason says the same thing, you'll even Ism HaTorah when Zman Gadol. However, whether it's Magadol or La'ilam, L'kule Almar, Drabam, Yo'ivin Isser. Why? It's in Forsha Gemara. The Gemara says, a person has a makkah, a wound upon him, and he wants to put ashes on top of it. Why? To heal the wound. However, the blackness of the ashes will stay for a long time. The Gemara says, the only reason why it's mutter, why? Because makkah is mechiyach lov. Because the makkah is showing it, you're doing mitzad makkah, and not mitzad, you're doing it avach kaseichem oisalech, you're not doing it mitzad avoy zara, but not mitzad the goyim, doing it, why? Mitzad, the makkah. Says the Rivon, that without the head of a makkah, it's also why you can leave it there for a set time. It stays for a set time. Nir shom achazman, it stays for a set time. Now this case, the Pesukim says Isra upon it. That's why when Makas Mechir Lov it's Mutter. However, we see clearly if you have a tattoo for a set time, according to Rivon, your Eidim Lecholchom is Isra upon it. That means this Bach, what he did, Poshut, it's also gone what he did. The Reis of the Abonah, what he did about it, also. And therefore, everyone, if they see such things, about it, they should do it. Stop putting something on top of your skin again. These things you get in these boxes, you know, these little, again, tags, you get these pictures put on top of the skin. Again, we told him the child, we said before, and the Kshiva would ask Akeya, would ask him, and after him, and upon him, who are the minutes we make? For the phone number, who wouldn't any picture be the same thing? Oh, what about the Isha? So Isha revised and said, he went to the Sigya, went to Shoei, Isha Apam. And Apam Maisa was make a local Maisa and told Isha she can do it. One is, first of all, the Iker could be Dafkal Oilam. And this man is only the Abadam. But Oye, the second reason, covered Abrius. Walk around any, without any eyebrows. It's a bizarre. As covered Abrius, we're mad to come out all the time, the Abadams. We're mad to do Abadam. The third thing he says, is you get a guy to do it and you should not help out. Could be a Dua Abadam. And we'll get back to that. We said, Behoja Ali Day Goy. And you do it, and you don't help out. Therefore, he says, and a fourth reason he says, is that Makosu Mechichalov, just like you have a head to put the ashes upon your body, why Makosu Mechichalov, who here also she has this chasarin upon herself, it's a wound, she has no eyebrows, out Makosu Mechichalov, that she's not doing it out Makosu Mechichalov, not doing it beside the going, beside the desire. Therefore, out those reasons, those Sirufin, Echlami, upon Makosu Mechichalov, that was down first, and that is also. So, this tziruf that the Olam is mentioning about a guy doing it to Yid without any siyo, without you helping out, just let it stick out your hand and just leave it there, kind of homage to Shvi Mutter, tell the Chachma says maybe it's Mutter based upon that. What's off here? Why? The Gemara Makis and the Chachma Beis, the Gemara says, again, by Peis HaRosh, is if the Isaiah, the one who is being shaved, and the one who is doing the shaving, the Makis and the Nikif. The Gemara asks the Maisa why, it's Lav Shein by Maisa, the one who's getting shaved, I'm sitting there, the guy's shaving me, he's doing the Maisa, why am I even Isser? It's Lav Shein by Maisa, why should I get Malchus for it? The Gemara answers, and Rashi answers, why, Misa Yeya, you're helping out, Misa Yeya, you get Malchus for it. Back to Ritva, in Hilchos Shabbos, it says a person wants to put upon himself before on Shabbos, on his eyes, so he gets a guy to do it. Guy puts it on. Back to Gemara, I am Maisa, you are putting it, you are helping him out to keep your eyes closed. Gemara says, Misayeya Envoy Mamish. Misayeya Envoy Mamish. Back to Ritva Stira, the Gemara says, he had Misayeya Malchus. The Misayeya Mutter. Stira, Pasha Stira. So the Ritva has two Tirotsim, and the Negea Kamat Gatchas, Negea to the Shaitel Shaila of India, Mamish Negea to all cases Kamat. One Territory says, is Ve'etzim Misayeya is Osim Minatayo, Abad Osim Minatayo. Dafka, by the case of putting on before on the eye and Shabbos, since the derech is for a person to open and close their eyes, to blink, that is the derech. So the derech is to have your eyes closed. That is not considered Messiah. Messiah constantly calls it. That is not Messiah. But it comes out, the kolatar kula, Messiah is also minatar. The secondary is mamash fakert. Kolatar kula, there is no isim Messiah. Rak by the iser of payas, only by payas is a special possible minatar, like sakifu, with the loshin rabbin. Instead of Lashon Rav, but Etzem, Abad of the Torah is telling you, say the Makim, say the Nikiv, that even Isma Torah. The Gemara's question is, only how do you know you get Malchus? Isma Torah that we Vada knew. That how do you get Malchus? Messiah makes you get Malchus. But Vada and Kol HaTorah Kula, Messiah ain't by Mamish, and there is no Isma Torah. Again, we have two Tirusim, is Messiah Kol HaTorah Kula, or Tzavka by Peis. And Nakamino. And the two Tirusim in the Ritva. Nakamino is, by the Shaitals in India, the Biyashu being this town, no Shurma being this town, they both being down a different terrace in the Ritva. That, what happened? The priest goes to shave off the head of an Isha. So he knows, that, let's say the hair is going to be sold. He knows. The Isha thinks she's doing it for Avodah Zarah. She thinks so. What's she doing? She's being Messiah. She helps out, she stands here, whatever she's doing. So if Messiah is dafka by payas and nothing else, so we look after his das is not for Avodah Zarah, we don't care at all what her das is. Therefore, the Biyashim claims to Tshuvas, and Tshuvah brings us down. He says, the Ikka is the Ritva second Teretz. He says that for the Shach Baskins, in Yerodea, Kum Sadek Teres. It's the Tyra, the Ikka Teretz, the second Teretz, and Mishnah Gruen, Simish and Mem. The Ikka Teretz is, there is no Messiah called Tarakula, and therefore we don't care about the dots of the Yishuv HaVoy Dezorah by Shaitels. Who cares? Rashtur, not the Tshuvas on Hungers. Right, Svakarit? Betzim Nisayeh Kol Tarkulo. What? Which was first Teretz? You have to be Choshev for the which was first Teretz. But that's by Kol Tarkulo. That means the second Teretz with Chur Meshibur, the Ikab Sak is, there is no Nisayeh Kol Tarkulo. What about Ksevetz Karko? So again mentioned beforehand, the Ksevetz Karko has the same exact din as Payas. Why either the Lashon of the Ritva, it's a Hekish from Payas, or the Ramban, because Payas, because Ksevetz Karko is Lashon Rabban, says the word Bechem. The same exact halacha. That means, just like by Payas, in the Payas, before the halacha, if you hold like the Ritva second Teretz, even without Mesayeh, or even Ismail Torah, who would do by Ksevetz Karko, without Mesayeh, or even Ismail Torah, would come out, let's say you go to Barber, and you're not Mesayeh at all, for him to give you Sheol Payas, according to Ritva's second Teretz, which will be after something like the Shat, Mishnah Berurah, the Ritva's second Teretz, you just saying that you're even Ismail Torah, you might not get Malkus, but you're even Ismail. Who would in a tattoo would be the same thing? The place can say the Shach Beisayisim, tattoo is the same din as Payas, and if you stick out your hand and you let a person put a tattoo, without being Misayah, you're still even Ismail Torah. The only thing you must take Misayah for is for the Malkus. But without Misayah, without Ismail you're still even Ismail Torah. Even the place can bring down this Indian that you do it either go, you're not Misayah, it's more to Chura, you go through the Pesach, Allah for the Chura should not be that way. First, Allah's problem is before, even without Messiah, even Ismail Torah. Basis, what does Messiah mean? You go to the barber. You sit there, you tilt your head. Fine. Now what happens, he takes in the shade of what's in your pants. He does it. Were you Messiah? No. You tilted your head a minute ago. Now you shaved it. But you have Messiah, but Shas Maisel. Did they Messiah in that case? Says the Chazanish, Yodeya Simon Ayiches, if you tilt your head, and you keep the head that way, it's like as if you're being maxed the issa with you, you're keeping the issa with you, and the whole Messiah is with you the whole time. Why? Because it's not the derech of a person. People don't walk around like this, usually. But that's not the derech. So what you're doing, holding it there, holding your head sideways, does is Messiah. People do not walk around with their arms out, tattoos, right? People don't walk around with a leg. People just don't walk around that way. So therefore, even though people always keep their heads by, I don't know, eyebrows, I don't know whatever contraptions you use, the death, what she did, Lechura, would be even, it would be Messiah. Even though they want to say it's not Messiah, Lechura, first of all, not Messiah should be an Ismail Torah. And even if you need Messiah, Lechura, there should be a case of Messiah. Lechura should be also Ismail Torah anyway. So, beer. Sikhmo was mentioned. Again, Mekseves Karka is also Ismail Torah. The reason as Fukas Goyim, it's my focus what the word Kseves Karka means is Kseves the Ksivo or the Karka the Ksivo. Maisa, it's also the place can say whether you do Ksevis first or the Karko first. The Ksevis Karko is writing on your stamp, writing on your kuf. Beikah, the meaning is Mekel, and says of Chaim, and it was Mekel, like Hifsid. Bechura, right, could be putting on Mekel. A Ksevis Karko for a set time, without any tzirio for Churi, or even the Cholopop is Isra Abonon. Bechura, they go, the Churi should be even Isra Torah. But I'm sending over a story about a person. Baal Tshuva used to go to the mikvah, and he had a tattoo upon himself. He was embarrassed, but every time he went, he covered it. One time he went, and he slipped and he fell. They both saw the tattoo what he had upon him. The place in the mikvah was quiet. Old Yiddish walked over to him and showed him, "See this? See the number I have on my hand, the tattoo? I went to Gehenna, I survived it, I overcame it, and here I am." Proud to show it off that I might be here and have legacy, children, grandchildren. I survived, overcame it. You also had your tzaras, you overcame it, you became Baal Tshuva. You were saved from the matzav you were in. And if you should be just like, I'm proud I overcame it, you should also be proud you overcame the matzav that you started off from. And to that, let both of us go, let's go by hand, into the mikvah and show, be proud of where we came from and where we are now. But now is El. The Gemara says in Yuma that Mokim, Baal Tshuva Oimdim, Ein Tzadikim Gemur Michalim Lamoid. Explains the Rambam in Ovis Tshuva. What does that mean? That a person is about Tshuva, he was Toim Tama Aveiro, he tasted Isurim as Geshmak, Posa Geshmak, and for him to overcome it, Koyvish Yetzer is much, much harder than Tzadik. And therefore, he's going to be better and higher and greater than Tzadik, who overcame his what? His Typhus. It's much harder for him. Every person, unfortunately, has Aveiros. They have their Ksevis Kaka and the Shamas. And they don't have the responsibility to get rid of it, retire themselves from it. And that's then, when you do it, you should not be sad, depressed, oh, what I did. Be with pride. Look where you came from, and look where you overcame, and look where you're going. The Pachad Yitzchok writes in the letter that the way you become a tzaddik He says the ikwe is how? By falling and by overcoming. You have to fall, you have to have nisyonis, you have to fall and they overcome it. Every person has their nisyonis, their chasoinis, and you should not be sad about it. That's what happened, that's the mitzvah. And when you overcome it, and you work to overcome it, be proud about it. Baruch Hashem, I overcame it. Thank you.